Vice President Kwesi Emesa Arthur has appealed to traditional authorities to continue to give priority to the country's peace and stability. He advised that due process are followed in selecting successors to avoid chieftaincy violence that has characterized some traditional areas in the country. Vice President Emesa Arthur said this when chiefs from Gondaland called on him at the Flagstaff House to announce the death and seventh-day Adua for Kwengbere Abubakari Sulemana Nchenturo Ebori. He was also informed about the enskinment of his successor. Mr. Emesa Arthur commended the chiefs of Gondaland for the relative peace in the area, but cautioned them against the phenomenon of the emergence of rival chiefs. Sefeya reports.
Bembeura Abubakari Sulemana Nyanchuro Ebore died on Tuesday, the 2nd of this month, after a short illness. He was 92 years. The Lepowura MND Jaula, who led the delegation, described the late Bembeura as a terrific man, a great farmer, a reconciler, a diplomat, and somebody who traveled far and wide and who knew about the ways of the world. He said his successor, Haruna Dare, will be outdoored on the 21st of this month.
The good news is that Bembe Devotion, well known for his peace, has within a miraculous 7 days nominated a letter to Mukwebura to replace our lost father, Haruna Dare. He has asked us to inform you that on the 14th of August, 2 days after the 7th day Adwa, he intends to escape as a Kwebura in Bembe, and we will be pleased to invite the presidency to his enshrinement. He knows the time is close, but there's also the outdooring on the 21st of August. And so, if one is not possible, he thinks it will be possible for the presidency to be available during his outdooring.
Vice President Emesa Arthur tasked chiefs to keep drumming home the need to safeguard the country's peace and stability. Mr. Emesa Arthur commended the chiefs and people of Gondaland for the peaceful way they have nominated a new Kwengbeura. He said, peace in Gondaland is important for the country's development.